Well, it's Mental Health Week this week, and on The Wire we're bringing you a series looking at the mental health of young people, some of the pressures in their lives that can tip them over the edge. Society has always been fascinated by celebrities, but the internet and social media have brought that fascination to a whole new level. Every day, every hour, we're constantly barraged with a constant stream of images and stories about the lives of the famous, which are retweeted, liked, and breathlessly commented upon. With mental illness disorders on the rise, Nicole Wedding asked some university students about who they follow on social media.
Fame is hardly a new concept, and young people, especially in the Western world, have been exposed to celebrity culture in one form or another for the last century. But if the internet and social media have changed the landscape to some extent, the question is whether that's for the better or for the worse when it comes to mental health. I asked some university students if they followed any celebrities on social media.
I'm really into film and TV theatre, and someone that I like following is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote musical Hamilton.
I follow a few bands, but like I won't go to their page and be like, oh my god, is there anything new from them? It's like I'd like to see if they have an announcement or something like that.
I don't follow specific artists for their music. It's more the other content they produce for social media, but I mostly follow like brands, mostly clothes.
I follow a few bands. I don't go searching for their stuff, but when it comes up, I am pretty keen to hear where they are in the world and what they're doing.
The general sense was that most young people are curious about what celebrities are doing, but not obsessed. I asked those same students whether they thought celebrity culture was healthy.
I think the problem really comes when we start to idolise these people and forget that they're human.
On super young people, it's borderline negative because a lot of teens out there are pretty impressionable.
I think there's definitely a lot more stupid people that have fame. I don't think it's a case of Generation X or the Baby Boomers being able to say, like, you got more stupid people.
Yeah, because they had more racist celebrities. And
I think the problem's with celebrities, though. Mm. I don't see the point of them.
I say admire would might be a better word. Like, I wish I was more connected in the real world, I guess, to them.
There is a kind of a healthy amount of celebrities who do use it as an activist platform. So, for example, Ricky Gervais.
Leonardo DiCaprio. It purely depends on how you use it.
Exactly.
To find out more about the relationship between celebrity culture and mental health, I spoke to Dr. Peggy Kern, a senior lecturer at the Centre for Positive Psychology at the University of Melbourne. She says it's not new that people are looking up to celebrities, but the problem is getting worse.
As young people are exposed to different things, especially celebrities and whatnot, it gives a lot of images about what you should look like, what is valued, what is not valued, often in ways that can give a message of sort of this perfect being that if they can't actually obtain that, that can at times have a negative effect on how they're thinking and how they're feeling about themselves.
Before social media, celebrity culture still existed. Do you think that it's worsened the problem?
It seems like it's grown much more. Historically and whatnot, there was the same aspect of what was considered kind of ideal body types and looking into that. I think social media has, number one, increased the size and the speed of all of that. So it's not just sort of pick up a magazine once in a fortnight. Now it's every time you turn on the feed. Young people are often bombarded by messages that comes from the media, it comes from friends, it comes from strangers, it comes from all sorts of areas. And so the presence of it, I think, is much grander. And then along with that as well is social pressures. If I look at something in the magazine, I might think, oh, I like that or I don't like that. Through social media, you have all the likes and who shared things, and so there's a social judgment to it. Others like this, so therefore I should like this or I need to be like that.
Dr. Peggy Kern, senior lecturer at the University of Melbourne. Will Storr is a journalist and novelist. His latest book, Selfie, deals with the topic of fame and how it affects mental health. He agrees that the problem is evolving almost beyond control.
The route to understanding how it works is the fact that we are tribal animals. So we did most of our relevant evolution hanging about in sort of big hunter-gatherer groups of around 150 people kind of roaming around. So the way that we think and behave today, we're still behaving in those tribal ways, and that leads to some really weird outcomes. And they feel normal because they are normal in the literal sense. And celebrity culture is kind of one of them. We've adapted to unconsciously identify the people who are doing well in the world, and we unconsciously sort of mimic them and copy them. Who are the good hunters? Who are the good people who are good at curing sickness? Who are the people that are worth copying? You know, that's really important information back then. Now what happens is that if we see somebody kind of displaying, say, wealth, that triggers these mechanisms. We'll begin attending to that person. Sometimes what happens is that we begin attending to a person, the media will notice that, oh, there's this person over here that everyone's looking at, so the media will report on that, and then we'll begin attending to them more, so the media will report on them more, and then you get this feedback loop, and then you end up with this kind of very unusual sort of slightly mediocre person suddenly becoming famous. Nobody can work out how it's happened. They call that the Paris Hilton effect. The psychologist is quite funny.
Will Storr, author and journalist. Jackie McIver is the Senior Program Manager at Reach Out Australia. She says it's important to keep an open mind when it comes to celebrities and realise that good comes with the bad.
On the one hand, through social media, celebrities can portray unrealistic expectations when it comes to images of beauty and body image, and this can put extra pressure on young people who feel, in that example, that they need to look a certain way. And so we often think it's important to recognise that many celebrities are curating their image online, you know, showing themselves at their best. There are teams of people going into achieving that final effect, so it's kind of important to look beyond that mask. But on the other hand, through social media, we also get to connect more directly with celebrities as people. And this allows us to often see them, you know, in more natural settings. One example I thought of was the makeup-free selfies trend, where you're kind of seeing celebrities without all of the glitz and glamour. And also when we look at those celebrities who use the platforms to share their experience of volunteering and giving back to the community, and that can provide a sense of inspiration and connection.
Jackie McIver, Senior Program Manager at Reach Out Australia. For those facing mental health issues or dealing with other adverse impacts because of the ubiquity of celebrities, author Will Storr says there may be hope yet for sweeping change.
I think it will reach a point where it's going to stop. When I wrote the book, one thing I mentioned was shop dummies in women's high street clothing stores. I don't know if they were size zero or even beneath size zero. So again, which is unconsciously really delivering this message that in order to kind of flatter our clothes, you've got to be so thin that you're essentially sick, dangerous for your health. There is now at least talk of legislation of outlawing this. It's becoming much more taboo now, at least in the UK anyway, to show these kind of skeletal models in fashion magazines that haven't paraded about as this is normal. It is anything but normal. But of course, then you butt up against our sort of neoliberal environment, who instinctively and automatically now tend to think that regulation and government getting involved with these things is wrong and somehow regressive. You know, it's an interesting tension. But hopefully sanity will reassert itself at some point.
Will Storr, author and journalist, ending that report by Radio Adelaide's Nicole Wedding.